read and absorb my mind in the reading of Chaitanya Bhagavat. That is very favorable because it, I feel it brings me close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu is the most important personality in this age. I have started this actually, this practice. I'm studying it. So. Yeah. Okay. Others? Curious? To getting rid of the attachments to fame. What other things? You look at me, is it you're shy to Daniel?
Remember death and take guidance from him.
Remember death and take guidance from him. Oh, this is very good. Could we hear some matavis, please? Accepting the grace, what is wonderful. Yeah, Dhanandan.
Read Srila Prabhupada's books more than 1 hour a day.
Oh, yeah. On this point of reading Srila Prabhupada's books more than 1 hour a day, I had a very interesting discussion with Prahladananda Maharaj just yesterday. You can be very lucky that he is not in this room, because maybe he wouldn't like that his secret is coming out like this, but I think deep inside he would be very happy. He has found out that he reads a variety of Prabhupada's books each day is best. What is variety means, he reads, I believe, 10 verses of the Bhagavad Gita and 15 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he reads the book Nectar of Devotion, but applies the study guide of Danuda Maharaj, called Wave of Devotion. So that he, what he does is he reads one chapter of Nectar of Devotion, then he reads the corresponding chapter in Waves of Devotion, and then we see and say, and then he goes over the chapter of Nectar of Devotion again to see if he understood everything properly and can put everything in place. Then he reads Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is not a book directly written by Srila Prabhupada, but recommended for reading. So I thought this was genius, because sometimes our mind, when we want to read longer amount, gets restless, and you see the first sign of restlessness is while you read how many pages to the end of the chapter. Have you noticed this in yourself also? It's amazing, isn't it? Our mind is so I think we could write down in brackets a variety. Yes, Krishna Das Kaviraj Prabhu. Wonderful. Offer obeisances to at least one devotee every day. Both of you have the most beautiful handwritings I could ever imagine. Yes, anyone else? Prabhuji?
The verses work by word, because it seems as if each word is already a complete philosophy.
Understand each verse, each word in a verse. Yes, Ma. What is it? Yes, Purnamasi. Work on quality and concentration in japa. Krishna Chandraji, what do you have? What?
Except as
spiritual master. Go to India more often. Ravan, have you been in India already? How many times? 5. So more often. Wonderful. To holy places, as I suppose. What type of holy, where would you like to go? These are your preferred places. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will have something on this, therefore I wanted to ask you, I will talk a little later on this. Yes? Brahm, Bhakta Brahm.
To make a point to observe properly the parish in other holy
days. Oh, yeah.
Make some special efforts.
That is very wise. Bhakta Brahm has very nicely said something. Here it says, I observe with great care the holy days commemorating the pastimes of Lord Madhava, for they are the mother of devotion. That was in your mind, I suppose. Yeah? Yeah. Yes, please, Jai Bhakta, Madhavi. Properly honoring Prashadam. Could you give us a clue how to do that? Worship a mood and have a devotional mood by reading at least 10 minutes. You are very precise, yes. What could we do to honor Prashadam a little bit more?
Offer obeisances before each other.
Offer obeisances.
Always chant the prayer.
Always chant the prayer. Yeah, sharira vijaja. Maybe understand what the prayer says. Yes. Good also, yeah. I found out that it's very, very powerful to honor Prashadam properly. And Prabhupada has given it such a eminent position, the Prashadam honoring. It's so essential. I think it's very important also to think that this is coming from Krishna. I really often forget this. I'm sitting down and so hungry. Oof. No, I only have 15 minutes and okay, now we will eat. Very good. I think we find some very nice things. You are a very influential personality. Can you help Nitya Kishori, please? I can do that. I can ask. It's nice to pin these up here. Yeah. Anyone else? Bhakta Brahm. Try to speak more Krishna Katha with the devotees. Ask them what they have read and if they have some realizations. May I please ask you, did you get this? Speak more Krishna Katha? Yeah. This I find out in practical life is not so easy to speak with a devotee Krishna Katha. Have you also noticed it? It never gets, we never seem to get around to do this, to speak directly about Krishna. Sometimes we might be accused of being sahajiyas when we speak about Krishna. It has happened. So how could we speak more about Krishna? Can someone please shed some light into it? I have some ideas about it, but have you also noticed to sit down with the devotee and talk about Krishna? Also, sometimes we may feel artificial in doing it. Have you noticed? The atmosphere doesn't feel right. So how can we talk more about Krishna with the devotees? Some realistic suggestions, please. I saw Yadunandan Prabhu first.
Yadunandan Prabhu today during breakfast, he asked me, what are you reading now? I know this is very good, he's asking. Then was Krishna Katha, because then he started sharing what books we were reading, and now we discuss.
I would very much like if we can write this as sub-points, nicht? A, B, C oder so. Ask them what you are reading. I think that I have made very good experiences with that also. What are you reading? And the devotee, because that is something realistic. That is something on which is not false, because he is actually reading something. Thank you very much, Krishna Chanta Prabhu, for this wonderful question which saves us. Jai Govinda Prabhu, I saw you.
I noticed that when we use Prabhupada's books as springboard, becomes like enlightened and a Krishna conscious thing.
Yeah. As springboards, could you be more concrete? How would you start a discussion with me, for instance? Or maybe with Dira Prashanta or Devashi Rishi. Devashi Prabhu. How would you would see him? You don't know him very well, but you want to speak with him something Krishna conscious. How would you do it?
I would do this with some friends.
With some friends you would do.
For instance, we are here at the college, I would share something I read or just reading something that touched me to some friend and the discussion
here. Oh, very, very nice. This is very, very... let us really pay notice of this, because Prabhupada said our association is meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness. So Jai Govinda Prabhu would read this with a friend. This is, by the way, what I also do. I have my friends, and when we meet... we have, for instance, this, that we come together and we discuss what touched us in Krishna consciousness. With one friend, I read the whole, during one Ekadasi, the whole Prarthana of Narottam Das Thakur. It's a collection of prayers. With another one, my best friend, he always says, "Would you like to hear something?" And then I say, Yes, very much, please. And then we sit down and he reads to me something which he has read in Prabhupada's books. This devotee is very, very expert. And I won't tell you his name. He has a list of about 25 friends and he sends every month what he calls the wisdom file. It's a little collections of quotes of Srila Prabhupada, only quotes from Prabhupada's books, or conversations, or lectures. And very nice. You find it on your email and you say, immediately I want to print this out in clear print, and then when I have a chance, I will go through this nectar collection. So I found out also it works very nice if you go most probably with friends and say, "Hey, I read this. It's great." And then you read it. Yes, very good. This works very good. It breaks the ice, so to say, so that you can naturally go into it. As Jai Govinda Prabhu says, it's a springboard. In other words, from there you go into all kinds of related subjects. Any other... our Madhusis have some ideas how to... yes, Krishna Chanda?
To discuss the morning class.
This works?
You can just say, well, what to do, like, about the class, or what you about it, or if sometimes one body hasn't been there and you're trying to reconstruct the class.
Yeah. You can even go into controversial subjects. Oh, he really... This point... Yeah, we know our Swamis, they're a little backwards. backwards, something like this. It helps, you know. And then the devotee, no, we can also see it from another perspective. And then all of a sudden, whoops, you are right into it. Discussing class is really good. It's actually meant for this. That's why we hold classes, to stimulate us. Just a word on hearing classes. Our Gaurahari Das, who won't mind if I use him as a bad example, he said sometimes during classes he spaces out. He is thinking of something. I find out personally, maybe it's not for everyone the same, but taking some notes helps very much. And looking at the notes right after the class. Especially I find out when I get up for the whole morning class, for the whole morning program, that is, I have to rise at 10 minutes to 4 o'clock. And due to my preaching schedule, my body is very exhausted because I usually go to bed at 1 o'clock in the night. So if I get up, then when the class comes, I'm really tired, and I'm hearing sometimes the lecturer speaks about things which cannot be possible. You know, it's my mind who speaks to. But if I have to take, if I go in the routine of taking notes, then there is some, it's a trick really, by engaging another sense, that is the hand and the eyes, and not just relying on the ear, you are more concentrated. So taking notes, I find, is very helpful to understand the class, and then you can more easily go back to it. But there is one thing about taking notes. The note taker thinks very often that just by having taken notes, it's there somehow. It's not there. You have to read your notes as well. And experts say you have to read before 42 hours have gone. The best is after 2 hours. So what I usually do, I get up from the class, and I just look at my notes. It takes me exactly 1 minute and 10 seconds to just go through the whole class. I mean, what I understood from the class. And then I can talk about it much better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, good. This is very good that we go in detail about it. So maybe now so many have there with their hands. Purnamasi, I did not ask you yet. You can what?
Learn something together.
How would you do this? Yeah, this is very much the Madhaji way of doing things. What is this? The flying wristwatch of Bhakta Daniel. It is a mystical. Okay, so learning things together. This is, by the way, I should correct myself. Prabhupada learned, yes, in some ways, he got together with another god brother and studied together with him before he went to So that's what I heard. He studied with Sridhar Swami together, and because Sridhar Swami was seen as a very philosophical god brother, and so studying together. I have never really done this. Do you do sometimes? Our Purnamasi does it with, now I have learned a new name of Krishna, Chandra, with Chandra. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyone else? I think I saw your hand, yes? Mm-hmm.
Especially the point you made about when there's some contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
I personally see it as favorable either in Krishna consciousness, but when this happens over prasadam,
yeah,
it becomes really unfavorable.
Because, yes, during prasadam, that's very important. Prasadam is really not the time for discussion, especially heavy discussions. Any cultured person knows it. Prasadam is the time for light talk or listening, devotional literature. You have to be careful. This is known in, any health expert will tell you, don't talk anything. You eat the problem with you. it comes in because it's sometimes even injurious to health. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, when I said discuss about difficult things, I hope you have understood from my whole being. I want to respect all devotees. It's not that we avoid politics, you know, this is the most unfavorable thing, or talking bad about others. But you can say, this viewpoint was there, but there is also another viewpoint, and you can, Prabhupada said we should discuss the philosophy from all points of view. That is, but obviously we are, I think I don't have to say it, you are students of Yadunandan, and I think he has told you we are not a movement for politics. That's let Bush and consorts do this. You know, we are not interested. Thank you. Yeah. No, but talking about controversial things is good because we need to have our viewpoint. And so good. So that was related. Anyone else, please? Favorable.
When we read something, to try to remember the small details that we can later on try to explain again the story to someone.
Yeah. By the way, that's the way I learn all my philosophy. When I find something new, I immediately tell it to someone. That is that's the best way to learn something. There are three ways to learn something. Hearing, reflecting about it, and applying it in one's daily life. Now, you can also, in this category of applying, is also talking to someone else about what you have heard. That's the same as applying. Oops, very sorry. Mm-hmm. Jaya Bhatra. You're doing that? But yeah. Waiting till the summer comes along. I'm doing it sometimes, but I should not. I'm doing it rarely, really, but I'm so inspired when I come back from book distribution. I could sit down and talk for exactly for a minimum of 1 month for, about my realizations. It's so strong. Who here is a book distributor? Yeah. You are Chaitanya Chana. He is, huh? Is he a book distributor? Chaitanya Chana? Yeah?
You count
1, 2 months more. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
what is your book distributor? Yeah. It's very good to do this. Even when someone comes to the temple here, you can say, come, come. Here's a book for you. In Bombay, I distributed a book to a doctor, and he writes to me emails. I just went to the temple shop. I had no service to do. There was someone, and I immediately, may I help you to find the right item to buy? He said, yes, yes. What can you recommend from this? You must read the Bhagavad Gita. No cultured person can avoid reading the Gita. I gave him a Bhagavad Gita overview. From Bhurijan, I mean the idea I gave him. Then he said, I must read this book. Thank you for pointing it out. Once in a while, distribute a book. You are, yes, big distribute. Anyone else? Yadunandan.
Chant, remember, or recite the holy names or verses while doing basic activities, such as bathing, dressing, walking.
Chant, remember, and?
Recite.
Yeah. While doing basic activities. That's very good. It says, only on the tongue of a person who has performed pious activities for 100 births is the name of Vasudev to be found constantly. Have you ever tried to chant constantly? You do it for some time and then, oops, it stops. What happened with my chanting? So you have to train. Yeah, very good. Any other?
Sing songs.
When? Just sit down and sing.
Yes, and also learn new instruments.
Wonderful. I have made very nice experiences with sitting down and singing songs. It sometimes takes me a long time because I can't find the melody so good, but then Prabhupada used to always in his spare time sit down and chant with the harmonium. Do you know this? He would be in his room and sing. Once I remember there was the ambassador of Sweden, and Prabhupada said, can I sing for you? And he sang for 1.5 hours for the ambassador of Sweden, devotional songs. He obviously didn't sing for the ambassador of Sweden. He had another person in mind, Krishna. Yeah, Tanya.
Follow the consciousness of the super soul instead of the mind.
Follow the consciousness of the super soul.
Or whichever one it might be.
Whichever one it might be.
Yeah, the higher self.
Yeah, I see. Follow the higher self instead of the mind. That is very good. You can even add in brackets the conscience. Conscience. Any other? Yes, please.
Praying.
How would you pray? There are different types of prayers, own prayers and from the Vaishnavas. Mm-hmm. Chaitanya Chanda.
Be open and not so reserved.
Chaitanya Chanda is coming from Scandinavia, where we are very reserved. I know Chaitanya Chanda. My grandfather comes from Sweden.
I even heard in Finland, in the north of Finland, they have forgotten how to smile. Because when they were smiling, they are so brave.
Yeah.
They have forgotten their muscles doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. I think if they would see Yadunanda dancing and playing the madanga, they would smile. Any other grace? Give presents or appreciations to devotees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Daniel, you have a lot.
Be open to receiving as well as giving.
Be open to receiving as well as giving. Yeah. We're receiving what? Presents or?
In whatever form, in interaction you might.
Yeah, I see. Let me see. I have written, follow the footsteps of Maharaj Kulashekar. I like Maharaj Kulashekar very much. He once heard the Ramayana. He will really like it. And then he heard how Dushasan and Kara attacked Lord Rama, who was all alone. Why did they attack? Well, they had heard from Supanak, the ugly witch who wanted to really kill Sita because she thought Sita is in the way of her marriage relationship with Lord Rama. She was so foolish, this Supanak. Rama wants to marry me, it's only the Sita who's in between. So at that moment, I think it was it Lakshman, to cut off her nose, and Supanak ran to Kara and Dushasana. Revenge! This was a demon outpost of 10,000 demons who were there. They were stationed there by Ravan, and so they all came and attacked. And Kulashekar heard this. When he heard this, he immediately jumped up, went to his generals, mobilize the army. We will march and help Ram. And then they came, and the whole army marched towards the forest of Dandakaranya, and they couldn't be stopped because Kulashekar was so enthusiastic, and he couldn't be stopped. Then finally they got the idea. They sent another horseman who came riding towards them and said, Ram has already defeated Kara and Dushasan. No problem any longer. And then Kulashekar stopped. From that moment onwards, the Brahmanas decided to never talk about these passages of the Ram Leela. But the Brahmana who did the readings for Kulashekar one day fell sick, and he told his son, we have finished the reading here in Ramayana, you please tomorrow read for the king. And then the Brahmana was so sick he forgot to tell that he should not read anything which indicated that Ram needed help, military help. So the son of the Brahmana innocently read that Ram was building a bridge from South India to Sri Lanka. Immediately Golashika said, "What? We must help! Army, come!" And they had to follow. And this time they were so fast, they went right to South India, to the tip. And Golashika was so much in "Ram, I'm coming, he ran to the ocean and he started to drown because he was with his armor. At that moment, Lord Ram appeared, catched his dear devotee and brought him to the beach there. So I said, follow the example of Maharaj Golashika. I meant with it, I also want to become absorbed in Krishna consciousness. I think it's very important to be absorbed. Not that I'm not on the level of Golashika, I mean I will not. But I will think of Krishna throughout the day. Follow the example of Maharaj Golashika means thinking and not forgetting Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes. Any other? Bhakta Brahm.
Well, I found very helpful in my devotion life to spend some time with the deities outside of the programs when the temple room is more quiet. You just chant around the two of them. It takes very little time, but it's very good.
Stay alone with the deities. Mm-hmm. Good. I have the feeling that slowly we get our list together. Is that correct? Okay. Jai Govinda?
Every sleeping and every rough rising.
Yes. Early to bed, early rising. Do you know that there is a scientific study which says if you sleep before midnight, it's more effective. Like if you go to bed at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and then you can rise at 12 o'clock and be fully productive. I think it might take some exercise, some practice, because the body might be has to be reprogrammed. But I know that Satswarup Maharaj rises very, very early. What are the times? I think around midnight he rises. And then he will write something. Yeah. Bhaktivinoda Thakur went to bed at 7 o'clock and rose at midnight. That was his schedule. Amazing, isn't it? At such a project like Radha Desh, it's possible actually, when there is no evening, no interesting evening. I mean, no interesting. Please come today to the evening program. That's what I wanted to say. Okay, thank you very much. Also, our two writers and. Bhakta Rabin, maybe I request you to note it down and give it to us. Yes. I will make now a point which Divashi drew out of my nose before. Maharaj Golashika has a very interesting prayer which I want to read to you in Sanskrit, where he focuses on a very essential, favorable point. Mat janmana falamidang madukai tabare mat prataniya mat anugraha esha eva. Please listen to this. Tvat britya britya paricharaka britya 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 iti man smaralokanata. What word was repeated? What means britya? How did you know? Wonderful. You are a scholar. servant, yes. O enemy of Madhu and Kaitaba, O Lord of the universe, the perfection of my life and the most cherished mercy you could show me would be for you to consider me the servant of 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 your servant. Wow! That is what he wants. Now, why is the service to devotees so powerful? Any idea? Why is it powerful? I'm sorry, I'm always asking these questions, but we heard it many times, but I'm asking, why is it so powerful? Vrindadevi. There is perhaps a chance to become more humble, a little bit. Yeah, let me learn your name properly. Gracious Grace. Krishna is more pleased if we serve his devotees than if we serve him directly. Yes? Jai Govinda.
My God says also that by serving devotees, that we are serving the render, is rendered. And in this way, one develops ruchi,
attraction. It's very interesting. In the Bhagavatam, it first says that hearing about Krishna is very powerful, but then it says we should serve the devotees because we usually don't have so much taste. But by serving the devotees, the taste is arisen. Any other devotees? I hope I don't skip anyone. Chaitanya Chandra had his hands up. Yeah, serve the son to serve the rich man, yes? Yeah. There is a very nice verse in fourth canto, yes, fourth canto. Satang prasanga mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkana. Rashayana Kata. It means in the devotees' association, hearing about Krishna is extremely pleasing. And when you hear about Krishna, your first attraction is born, ruchi, that we have learned from the first canto of the Bhagavatam. But then higher states of Krishna consciousness are born. First attraction, and then I only know the translation to the levels of bhakti. The commentators say first saran bhakti, then bhava bhakti, then prema bhakti are coming to you. See, when the devotees talk to you about Krishna, something goes in the talk. Something of their attraction. The example which has been given in Shastra is very pleasing. It's about a banyan seed. There's a certain banyan tree which can only grow when the seeds have been eaten by a sparrow and gone through the sparrow. Then when the sparrow passes the seed, it is coated with a certain sparrow substance, and then it can, germinate in the air, in the earth. In the same way, when you hear about Krishna from a devotee, then it can germinate or root or put roots in your heart. Because the devotee is talking, is teaching actively, whereas the scripture which tell you about Krishna teach passively. See, in the scriptures you may learn something, but because the devotee practices what is there and begins to preach to you, and may even say you may even correct you, like Prahlada Nanda Maharaj corrected yesterday the person who said, "I know everything. Why ask questions? Is it just it's for association? it's inside of me." Then he said, "Yes." So the answer to this, there was some question. This question, you please find it inside of you. Immediately we have learned something actively. You know, Maharaj has chastised us for writing such erroneous conclusion. Devotees are active. Scriptures put it before you, but devotees put it more in your hand. There is something we human beings always learn most from other humans. That's the way we learn. That's the whole. That's one of the point of the that there is a guru sampradaya. We learn from these examples. And of all the, so it said we must serve the devotees. And of all the devotees, the service to the spiritual master is most important. There is a verse in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad which tells you of the almost magical effect of serving. Yasya deva pada bhaktir, yata deva tata gudo, tasyaite katita hyata prakashante mahatmana. Oops. It says, for those who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the Guru, all the imports of the scriptures are automatically revealed. If you have faith in your, in this is at least what I have seen in my life, if I have faith in Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I really see so many wonderful revelations in the heart which are given to him. Now, of all the things which are favorable, I think you will agree with me that a very important practice is to chant the holy name. There is a very nice prayer which I want to request you to learn, which increases your attachments to the holy name. If you chant this prayer regularly, you will become very attached to the holy name. Please repeat after me. Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna. Yes, now I will go on my own. Krishna viti aneka svarupe tvaya mama rati ucher varadam namadeya. O Sri Harinam, you manifest in many forms like Agadhamana, the subduer of the Agadimon. Yashodanandan, the son of Yashoda. You manifest as Nandasuna. Kamala Nayana, the lotus-eyed one, Gopi Chandra, the moon of the gopis, Brindavanendra, the lord of Vrindavan, Pranata Karuna, the compassionate master of the surrendered souls, and Krishna. O holy name, let my attachment for you increase more and more. This verse can be found in the Krishnastakam, text 5. See Krishna, no, I said the wrong, see Krishna Namashtakam. If you want to read this beautiful Ashtaka, means 8 verses about the holy name, be aware now comes a little advertisement. Please read the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. It's already out of print, so you have to rush to Vishnumurti to get the last copies. This is the end of the advertisement section. I think in America and Canada we are used to this. Every 5 seconds and something. Please, no advertisement. Now you must know the end result of chanting the holy name is to chant and cry, Hari Bol. Someone who cannot cry when he chants is not a chanter. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified, says Lord Chaitanya, by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? In Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is also stated, chanting means you chant and you cry. Bang. Is in ecstasy. It means you chant and you cry. Nitya Kishori. This is desired. Cry for Krishna. Don't cry for your burns and your lost, your disappointments in life. Cry for Krishna. This is what, then your chanting has the right quality. My dear Lord, I have somehow fallen away from you. Please accept me in your service. Of course, what I'm telling now, accept the favorable, this means accept your accept tears, should not be imitated. I think I don't need to now talk 5 minutes about the how bad imitation is. We know it by now, isn't it? But I will talk 1 minute about a very important verse. A very important song, actually. You almost finished it. See, we have talked now accepting the favorable. Ultimately, we need to accept Krishna. He is more. Very favorable. Prabhupada, once he wrote, and I'm still shocked, surprised, and totally fascinated by this, what he wrote. He wrote about our problems which we have. Who of you has problems? You don't need to raise your hands. Who of you has no problems? He wrote a very nice thing about problems. And I really can't. You won't be able to believe your ears when you hear it. Maybe you will faint. Maybe you will stop eating prasadam for 1 week. It is so shocking. Are you ready? Everyone is thinking, oh, there are so many problems I have to solve. But he has no problem. His only problem is how to accept Krishna. That's all. And Krishna is so kind. He says, Yes, you accept me. Simply chant Krishna. I'm yours. That's all. But I'm so unfortunate that I cannot chant even. All problems are solved simply by chanting Krishna. Lord Chaitanya teaches that, Oh Krishna, you are so kind that you have come to me in the sound vibration Krishna. I can very easily chant if you remain with me. But I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction even for this. I cannot accept it. We ultimately need to accept Krishna. And yesterday, Kadamba Kanana Maharaj made a very interesting point. He said, before loving Krishna comes knowing Krishna. Do you remember this? He said, we must know more about Krishna. Then we will be able... Do you know how Bhaktivinoda Thakur ends his songs? He sings Radha Kunda Tata Kunja Kutir Govardhana Pavata. We have it on the song sheet. Yamuna Tira Radha Kunda Tata Kunja Kuti Govardhana Pavata Yamuna Tira Kusuma Sarovara Manasa Ganga Kalinda Nandini Vipulata Ranga Kusuma Sarovara Manasa Ganga Kalinda Nandini Vipulata Ranga Vansi Vata Kokula Tira Samira Vrindavana Taru Latika Bani Pata Mayura Brahmara Murali Vilas Saga Miga Kula Malaya Bata Mayura Brahmara Murali Venu Singa Paratina Mega Mala Vashanta Shashanka Venu Singa Paratina Mega Mala Vashanta Shashanka Shankara Tala Radha Kunda Sorry, I don't really know. I want to sing it, but I don't know the right melody totally. Now, would you like to hear the translation of this interesting song? He is thinking of what is auspicious for his development of Krishna consciousness. Obviously, what you will hear now is on a very high level of attachment to Krishna. Should we therefore not hear it, or should we hear it and understand one day, when will the day come? I think this is the cottage in the grove on the bank of Radhakund. He wants a little hut on the bank of Radhakund. The great Govardhan Hill, the banks of the Yamuna River. All these are known to be favorable. The Kusum Sarova Lake, the Manasa Ganga Stream, the daughter of Mount Kalinda, the Yamuna River with her many waves. This is now a Brajmanda Parikrama which we get. The Vansi Vat Banyan tree. Do you know this is such a big tree? It had branches over the Yamuna, and the cowherd boys could dance on the branches sometimes jump into the Yamuna. The town of Gokula, the holy place Dhira Samira, that's where Krishna drank the forest fire. The trees and the creepers and the reeds of Vrindavan are favorable. The different varieties of birds and deer, the cooling breeze from the Malaya mountains, the peacock, the bumblebees, the pastimes of the low-pitched Murali flute, it's a very deep sound, the high-pitched Venu flute, the buffalo horn bugle, the footprints of the Lord and his consort in the dust of Braj, the wreaths of blackish rain clouds, springtime, the moon, the conch shell, and the karatas. All these I know to be very favorable for the blissful pastimes of the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. I recognize them as transcendental stimulants for Udipaka, for intensifying the Lord's charming pastimes. I refuse to go anywhere if these stimulants of devotional service are not there, for to abandon them is to abandon life itself. Bhaktivinod says, please hear me, O Khan. All the things that stimulate remembrance of you are the very source of my life. It's very interesting how he says, his other songs were about things which are favorable for our execution of devotion service. Very much in the, you were very much following the, in your compilation, the line of Shuta Bhakata Charanarenu. Here he says what is favorable for Krishna. And by remembering that which is favorable for Krishna, the land of Vrindavan, the breezes, the Govardhan, and all the other pastimes places, it is also favorable for my spiritual life. Mm-hmm. So very nice. This is the end of the song called Sharinda. I would like to end my... someone is singing happily. Bhakta Brahm. It's a nice melody, isn't it?
That,
yeah. And suddenly you feel, see only a dim reflection. There is a very, very nice verse with which I would like to really end my Sharanagati seminar today. The verse says, it's from the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 21st chapter, text 2. Sve sve dikaraya nishta saguna parikirtita viparyayastu doshasya ubayo esha nishchayaha. Steadiness in one's own position is declared to be actual piety, whereas deviation from one's position is considered impiety. In this way, the two are definitely ascertained. And Krishna says, this is my opinion. In other words, you must know where you are in your spiritual life in order to practice the corresponding devotional practices. This is very important. Steadiness in one's own position. The Sanskrit word adhikar is used. Adhikar means what? Qualification. Yes. Where are you, according to your qualification, you must practice spiritual life. What it means is you should, this can also mean when you are making advancement, you should practice different set of spiritual, not different set, you should practice differently than when you are very, very beginner. Differently means you should chant, for instance, more concentrated than a spaced out young bhakta. According to your position or your qualification, you need to move on in your spiritual life. This means you can't go too fast. It means also you can't go too slow. Hare Krishna. So I wish you all the best in the application of the six angas of Sharanagati. I'm very, very thankful and happy that we made it through all of them and sing happily and hope something sticks. You will get by and by some more practice sheets. Our Robin is making them for you. And I wanted to just say two more things. Because we have ended a little later, 15 minutes later than we should do, I thought we will start today our class not at 4 o'clock, but at 4:30, so that we have a little bit more time. Also, the Japa workshop will not take so much time. We will just work a little on our Japa. Please be there at 4:30 in your happy ways. Then tomorrow, Yadunanda Prabhu has arranged that we do something which is done in universities. That is, that you have some private time where you talk with your instructor. I want to request you to come a little bit prepared for this time, because we will have 30 minutes, which is a lot of time when one is well prepared. So sometimes I'm in the situation, devotees come to me and they sit and I ask them, what would you like to talk about? Oh, well, I just wanted to see you. Okay, so I will, please look at me. I'm obviously exaggerating very much in order to make you thinking. Please think a little bit about what we will discuss. Otherwise, I have also so many more notes on Sharanagati. I can tell you many things. Yes. All right. So, see you all at 4:30. Thank you once again. And Hare Krishna.